Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihara Began Aydin. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashalama Dina Batsara and Narafanala. What the nefesh for Atak Rabban Mubechen Yerosom Ramad. Amen. We begin today's daf on He Amud Rishon, and we are on the second line starting from the Mishnah. Mishal Leshim Ben Mamon Ve'en Mishal Leshim Ben Makot. We divide the monetary payments, but we don't divide makot amongst the Eidim Zomimim. Ketzat, Ya'idu, Shu Hayav L'Chaviru Matayim Zuz, Ermse'u Zomimim, Mishalashim, Benehem. They testified this guy owes $200. They became Zomimim. So they divide the payment. Each Eid pays 100. Aval, Im Ya'idu, Shu Hayav Malkut Arba'im. But if they testify that this guy is Hayav Malkut, then Imsi'u Zomimim, and they became Zomimim. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lokeh Arba'im. Each one gets 40. Gemara, Mina Nemile, how do you know this concept? That each one gets 40. Maybe you split the Malkut. Maybe give each one 20. Amar Rabbi Ne'emar, Rasha B'chay B'Malkiyut. When it talks about the law of giving lashes, it says the word Rasha. Ve'Ne'emar, Rasha B'chay B'Mitut B'Din. When it talks about giving a capital punishment, death penalty, it also says the word Rasha. Just like you can't kill a person halfway, can't give a person half a death penalty. So to also when it comes to Malkut, you don't give him half a Malkut. Rabba Amar, Rabba says the difference. Ba'inan kashir zamam la'asot la'achiv velecha. You gotta do what he was trying to do to the friend. He was trying to give his friend 40 lashes. So therefore you can't give him 20. That's not what he was trying to do to his friend. There's the money also. He was trying to lose his friend 200. Why does he only have to pay 100? Malkut lo mitztaref. Gemara says, statement. Mamon, you could combine. But Malkuyot, you can't combine. The Pharisees struggle to understand what that means. Why, when it comes to money, you can combine it? What's the sevara? Why, when it comes to money, you can combine the two payments together? And when it comes to Malkuyot, no, each one is separate. So, different interpretations over here. So he says like this. When it comes to the 200, bottom line, the guy is getting the amount of money that the Eidim were trying to cause him to lose. That's what they tried to do. They tried to lose him 200. He got the 200. They tried to lose him 200. He got the 200. שכן למעשה הם שילמו את הסכום המלא. אולם במלכות אין סירוף בין סכום המלכות שמקבל עד אחד לסכום המלכות שמקבל השני. When it comes to the מלכות, you can't combine this guy's 20 מלכות with the other guy, כיוון שהם גופים נפרדים. Different bodies. Comes to the money is combined. But you can't combine two different bodies that this guy's 20 and this guy's 20 will combine to a 40. Here you're combining money, which you can combine bottom line, he got the 200 zoos back or $200 back. Mashiach, when it comes to the Malkuyot, his body and the other guy's body is not mistarif. Another explanation they say, to make it a little more clearer, that when it comes to the paying the money again, I can combine the money. You gave 100, you gave 100, fine. In Malkut, however, this guy's getting 20, this guy's getting 20. The 20 that he's getting is really not the combined to the other 20. Why? Because if a guy gets 20 lashes, the 21st lash hurts much more than the first lash that you're giving on the second guy's back. After 20 lashes, give a guy 21st one, Mutza'ad. And the 22nd, it hurts him even more. The 23rd, the more lashes he's getting. So therefore, you can't go 20 and 20. That's not what they were trying to do to the guy. They were trying to give one guy 40, which means it hurts him much more than the way they're splitting it up. So therefore, you cannot mistaref the Malkuyot. You can only mistaref the mistaref the Mamon. I don't know if it hurts him. I'm saying... The Ke'ev cannot be mitzadef. That's the way they explain it up here. The Ke'ev. בעונש ממון, כיוון שהתורה אמרה לתת את הממון לאותו אדם שרצו לחייבו, נראה שחיוב התורה הוא לפסותו. He tried to lose him 200, he gave him 200. It's a compensation. He got 200. הלכך סכום זה מתחלק. מה שעקב בעונש מלכות, שאין הנאשם מרוויח דבר מזה שהעדים נוקים. There, I'm not getting any benefiting. When it comes to a benefit, when you give me the money, God, I got my 200, I'm happy, I don't care how I got paid. You gave me 100, you gave me 100. But Shaykh, here, I'm not benefiting anything from your malkut that you're getting. You were trying to give me this, so you have to get that. Hakorah kavanat torahu la'alisham kifishu zamimu la'asot. One is more a compensation, ki'ilu a compensation, they tried to take the 200, the guy, you got your 200 back, I'm happy, I don't care how I got it from. But here, you're not compensating me by getting malkut. You tried to give me malkut, you're going to get malkut. I benefit if you get malkut. And I know, now it has to be exactly what you tried to do to me. Next Mishnah. Ein ha'adim na'asim zomim ad she'yazimu et atzman. Okay. Which means, adim don't become zomimim until you actually be mezim them. You have to actually testify something that's directly to them. You know what I explained? Ketzat. Amru. מעידים אנו באיש פלוני שהרק את הנפש, we testify that this guy killed. אמרו להם, איך אתם מעידים שהרי נהרג זה, או ההורג זה, היה עמנו אותו היום במקום פלוני. אין אלו זוממים. If the second two witnesses come along and say, how could you have testified? The guy that you claim killed was with us. Or the guy that got killed was with us. They're not testifying on the witnesses themselves. They're testifying on the perpetrator or the one that that got killed.
Do you accept their testimony
or not? No, not to make them zomemim. It's not zomemim. It could be you knock them out. You won't accept their testimony, but they don't become zomemim. Which means we'll throw the testimony out because it's two against two, whatever it is. But you don't have a din of zomim. But you do to them what they tried to do. Aval amru lahem. איך אתם מעידים שהרי אתם הייתם עמנו אותו היום במקום פלוני? How are you testifying? You were with us. So then already he's giving a testimony on them. You were with us on that day. הרי אלו זוממים ונהרגים על פיהם. זה זוממים, then we killed them as a result of it. באו אחרים וזימו. באו אחרים וזימו. אפילו מאה, כולם יהרגו. Which means, okay, so they said you were with us. Okay, זוממים, kill them. Two other witnesses show up. It's the same two who say, you were with us. Kill them. Another two witnesses come. We saw, you were with us. Boom. Even 100 times. These two guys could knock out even 100 groups. Every time another group comes along and they say, you were with us, we're finished. It becomes a meme. Doesn't matter. The same group could knock out even 100 groups. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, istatit hizu. I says, no, that's called istatit. This is a group of witnesses that have swayed, as she says. Zu kat azot kat shel edut sara v'satya ve'en rag ela kat yishuna bilvad. Which means, it's a little fishy, according to Yehuda. This one group is being posted, everybody, hey, you were with us, you were with us, you were with us. They were goats. They must have made a deal amongst themselves, these two guys. No matter who comes to bed, we're going to just say you were with us. So therefore, you only kill the first group. After that, already we don't believe them, to come along and say, you with us. You know what I was saying? She thought to be Yehuda. It is strange. Everybody was with you. The whole world was with you. And the two guys that show up, yeah, you were with us. You were with us. You were with us. Imanu hit them 100 times. And then, the Yehuda is Hoshesh, that these two guys that are knocking at everybody, like I said, they're in cahoots. And therefore, he's posseled them, only the first ones, because the first ones, you don't know anything at the time. So they killed them, and then everything is... Okay, yeah, but I will explain. Mina and Emile. Okay, how do I know this concept that the Mishnah said that the Eidim Zomimim, you don't become a Zomim until they themselves become Pasul. Until you go after them. Imanu Hiyitim, you are with us. Vinan emide amar avadad amar kera. Vine ed sheker ha'ed, ha'ed, sheker ana. Ad sheteshaker gufa shel edut. Good. Which means the Pasuk is saying, Vine ed sheker ha'ed, the testimony gave a false testimony, the witness. Sheker ana. Ad sheteshaker gufa shel edut. Which means you have to go after the ed himself. Gufa shel edut. You have to get the goof of the testimony. Okay? That's the first derasha. He says, Eshare lo ne'emar batura edut sheker. Ela ed sheker. The ed himself has to be proven sheker. Not the testimony. The ed himself. How do you prove the ed himself? You were with us. It said edut sheker. The guy who you said killed was with us. That's the edut. It's got to be on the guy. The way Rabbi Ishmael Tana, Rabbi Ishmael said, La'anot bo sara. The pasuk says, Ki yakum ed hamas be'ish. You have ed hamas, a liar, bad witness, be'ish against the person. La'anot bo sara. That he's testifying against the victim, Sarah. So that means crooked. So the Gemara's duration of the word Sarah, Al shetisre gufa shel edut. Which means the mezimim have to testify that the first witnesses, they themselves were removed. The hasid is to remove. So you have to remove them from the scene. You were not there. You were somewhere else. Until you actually remove the witnesses themselves, that's what means they were sara. Sara means they were not there. They were musad. They were away from the actual place. Amarava. Okay. Now we have cases. Amarava. Ba'u shnayim ve'amru b'mizrach bira harag peloni etan nefesh. Two guys come along and say, this guy was in the eastern part of the building, and he killed him. So what are you talking about? You were us in the west side of the building. How could you have testified? Hazinan. So we go after test. If you go to the west side, and you see, are you able to see to the east side? If witnesses are able to see from the west to the east side, they don't become zomimim. Because they could be on the west side and still see what happened on the east side. But if you go to the west side and you can't see the actions going on the east side, so then they become Zobimim. Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Maybe, even if you went to the west side and you can't see, maybe they have, the witnesses, great vision. And maybe therefore you'll say that even we can't see in our experiment, but maybe the witness says, Neurabari, maybe their eyesight is very good. You don't say that. You go according to the regular vision, normal guy can't see from the west side to the east side. They said, we saw it on the east side, it becomes Zomimim. They give very specific information. They said, in Surah, Betzafra, in the in the morning, b'had b'shabeta on Sunday, harag ploni et nefesh. This guy killed. Uba u'shtayim v'amru, the one that is coming along and says, what are you talking about? B'panya b'had b'shabeta, imanu yitim in harda'ah. In the afternoon, on Sunday, you were us in the harda'ah. So they're putting them in a different place in the afternoon. So what do you have to judge now? Could you get there? Hazinan, im mitzafra l'panya. From the morning to the afternoon, can you get to Surah from the Harde'ah? Lo avi zomimim, so they're not zomimim. Ve'ilav, avu zomimim. But if they can't get there, well, how are they in the afternoon over there? It's impossible for them to get from one place to the other. So they must have been edim zomimim. It's pshita, again, it's obvious. What didn't the Gemara tell me that for? So ma'od etema, li'chush le'gamna parha. Maybe you have to hoshesh to a flying camel.
which means, yeah, maybe a normal guy can get from Surah to Nardi'a, but maybe this guy's a flying camel. Who knows why? Maybe he has a faster camel that gets him there. You don't suspect that. You go according to the normal travel. You don't got to suspect that there's a magic carpet, this guy, and that's how he got there. Hey, you got to assume that he's going like the regular people, and therefore, if he can't get from one point A to point B by the from the afternoon, so then he becomes an Edzo man. Okay, next case. Baal Shnaim Ve'amru Be'ahad V'shabbetah Rak Plurit Ta'Nefesh. Okay, they come along and they say, on Sunday, this guy killed. Baal Shnaim Ve'amru Emanu Ha'yitim Be'ahad V'shabbetah. What are you talking about? You were us already on Sunday. Ela B'tre V'shabbetah Rak Plurit Ta'Nefesh. But the guy killed, you were right. They get it on Monday. So the Hedim Zomim were saying two things in this case over here. Number one, what are you talking about? You were with us on Sunday. And anyway, the guy killed on Monday. Not only that. Even if they came along and said, you were with us on Sunday, and this guy killed on Friday. So whether they put the murder after their testimony, or whether they put the murder before their testimony, whether they put the murder on Monday, or they put the murder on Friday, Neheragim. They become zumimim and you kill them. Why? Because at the time that these guys came to testify, the victim or the murderer was not hayab mita. They're coming on Tuesday. The first edim come on Tuesday. This guy killed on Sunday. Yeah? So he comes along and says, they come on Monday, let's say. Whatever it is, Monday, let's say, the same thing. They come on Monday, this guy killed on Sunday. Sunday, you were us on Sunday. Ela, he killed today. Or he killed on Friday. In this case over here, he killed the witnesses. Why? Because at the time that they testified, bottom line, this guy wasn't guilty yet. Because this guy, if he wanted to, the murderer, he can come to Beit Din and he can admit, hey, listen, I did it. When a person admits that he did the murder, you don't kill him. So at the time that they testified, they were trying to kill somebody, even though he murdered. He did murder. It doesn't matter if he murdered. But since at the time that they testified, this guy still could have technically gotten off. Because if he would have came to Beit Din in the interim and said, hey, listen, I murdered, you don't kill him. So you were trying to kill somebody, even though he did murder. You tried to kill somebody that could have gotten off. So therefore you're going to be Hayam Mita. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. My Ta'ama. Right under Gedon HaShas. My Ta'ama. The Be'idna the Kamis Hadeh. Kishema Yom Shilishi. He says Tuesday, Rashi. Okay, good. And then when they came on Tuesday, the Eid, Akati Gavar Labar Katala. The guy was not guilty yet. The guy was not Hayam Mita yet. Shilu Ad Alab Bedin. Nobody took him to Bedin yet. If you would have came in the interim and been modeh, havi miftar. Nimsas shehem hayu mechayvin mita et mishenu ra'u ilamut. Exactly. They were trying to mechayev mita to somebody that technically was not chayav mita yet. Understand the case? Od pa'al. They came on Tuesday. The ploni killed on Sunday. What are you talking about? You were with us on Sunday. He did it on Monday. Or if he did it even on Friday before you're saying that it happened. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, when they came on Tuesday, they were trying to kill an innocent man. He killed. You're right. But in the interim, he could have went to Beit Din and admitted that he did it. And if he would have admitted that he did it, he would be off the hook. They can't give him a hayyam mita, they can't give him a death penalty. Nobody killed anybody. The two witnesses came on Tuesday and they said this guy killed on Sunday. Two other witnesses came on Tuesday and said, what are you talking about? You were with us on Sunday. First of all, you were Zomim. You didn't see it. And anyway, he killed on Monday. And even if he killed on Friday, before you said, doesn't matter. When they came on Tuesday, these first two witnesses, they were killing a man that technically could have gotten off.
So when did they consider
Zomim? On Tuesday. עוד פעם, 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 You can't give a person a capital, because now you know, you can't give a person a death penalty if he comes along and admits his crime in front of the Beit Din before any witnesses testify. Now you understand that? Good. Guy comes on Tuesday, two witnesses. This guy didn't say anything yet. This guy killed. We saw him killed. These guys are Zomimim. They didn't see him killed. They were not there. Even though he did kill, he really did kill. But doesn't matter. When they testified, they were trying to kill somebody that technically could have gotten off from a death penalty. Because had by walking to Beit Din, he could have came from Beit Din on Sunday, he could have came on Monday, he could have came on Tuesday, before these witnesses came and confessed.
Exactly. Yeah, isn't that every
case?
Isn't that
every case?
Is
there a time frame?
But
it's not every case. These are
Zomimim.
But if
they do, it's true.
Then.
These are Zomimim. No, not every case of Zomim. Because these guys are not only being said Zomim, Imanu Yitim. The coming will say the murder was done a different day. So since from the time of the murderer to the time they're coming to testify these false witnesses, the victim, the murderer himself, could have came and exonerated himself. So therefore, at the time that they're testifying, you're testifying against the guy to mechayev him mita, even though he wouldn't have been hayav mita for his crime.
But he was planning to come confess.
Of course. He could have came. When they come on Tuesday now, he's locked in. Now said, I wanted to come and tell, I did murder. I was planning on coming. I was planning on that. You're false witnesses. If they're real witnesses, then of course he's finished. But they're false witnesses. So therefore, at the time you testified, you took away this guy's option to confess. You took this guy's confession. You're Edim Zomimim. Look at the Gemara. That's exactly why you killed them. Because they were trying to kill somebody that would not be Hayab Mita. And therefore, Vasitim Lo Kesh Zamam. Since he could have confessed and gotten off, and you're coming and say he's hayav mita, so you're trying to kill a guy that's not innocent, that can get off the punishment.
Does he get killed by the second set of witnesses also? Because
he could.
Yeah.
It's different.
They killed the
second set, it will get him. The second set will get him. I'm talking about the first set. Of course, the second set comes along and says, hayav is hayav.
Due process, whatever happens.
Exactly. Due process going forward. But the first set, when they came on Tuesday, they came along and put this guy in a position now that even though he did murder, they took away his right to confess. And they were lying. So he was trying to kill this guy. Oh, trying to kill the guy. Look at it.
The name came after. No. I came after the...
That's what Ashi says. Look at Ashi. Look at the Gemara again. Go back to the Gemara. באו שניים ואמרו באחד בשבת ערק פורט הנפש. They came on Tuesday. Everyone came on Tuesday. He said, he did it on Sunday. ובאו שניים ואמרו, אמנו ייתם. What are you talking about? You were us באחד בשבת ערק. אלא, בתרי בשבת ערק פורט הנפש. He did it on Monday. ולא עוד אלא, אפילו אמרו ערב שבת ערק פורט הנפש. Even if you said he did it on Friday, נהרגים. We killed them. The בעידה, the כמה שדה, at the time that they testified on Tuesday, Gabra Lav Bar Katalahu. Bottom line, the guy is Lav Bar Katala, because, as I said, he could have admitted any time, whether he did it on Friday, whether he did it on Sunday, Monday. Bottom line, before these guys came, this guy had a chance to come along and confess. When they came on Tuesday and said he did it on Sunday, they became false witnesses. They were trying to kill somebody that technically could have gotten off. Gabra says, that's a pashut. My kamash malam. We know that already. Tanina, we learned. The fichach, nimset, echat mehem zomemet, hu vehen neheragin, vashiniya petura. Right. You have a case over here. We have a Mishnah. Let's see what says the Mishnah. Which just really says this case over here. Nimsa echat mehem zomemet. Our case over here. We have two groups. First group became Zomem. Second group said, no, we did it on Monday or Friday. you're going to kill the victim. Because bottom line, you have the second set of witnesses that are... But you're going to kill the Zomimim also. So this is a case where you kill the victim and the Zomimim get killed also. Normally you have a rule, when you kill the victim, the Zomimim don't get the punishment. They only get the punishment what they tried to do, but not what they actually did. But in this case, you have a second set of witnesses, so therefore... The first set of witnesses comes along, they became Zomimim. So what do you do? If they try to kill a guy that could have gotten off, you kill them. But since the second set that was Mezim, they also put the murder on a different day, and they didn't become Huzam, you kill the guy. You kill the murderer. Afterwards. So this is the case. When you kill the Zomimim, the first group, and the guy. Right? So therefore, Rabbi, what do you teach me? We have this case already. This case is a Mishnah. So comes Gemara and says, Sefa, the Hadush over here is the Sefa. Masha'en ken be Gemardin et Tzerichale. Oh, what does it say at the Sefa over here? Look at Rashi. Maika Mashma'alan. The Gemara's question is like this. Rabbi, what are you teaching me? Is your Hadush that even though the victim gets killed, or even though the murderer gets killed, you kill the Zomimim? We know that already. We know that already from a Mishnah. So what is your Hiddush in saying the statement? He says the Hiddush is the second statement, part of the statement. Ba'u shnayim, ve'amru, b'had b'shabbetan nigmar dino shel ploni. Aha. Different testimony. They came along and said, on Sunday, this guy had gmar din. He already was sentenced. Which means, already bet din, they put a gavel on him, gmar din, hayab mita. Ba'u shnayim, ve'amru, they said, what are you talking about? Bechab b'shabbeta, emanu yitim. You with us. Ela be'erib shabbat nigmar dino shel ploni. The guy's gemar din was on Friday. V'lo od ela afidu amru betre b'shabbeta nigmar dino shel ploni. Or, his gemar din was on Monday. After they said Sunday, they came on Tuesday. They said the gemar din was on Sunday. The witnesses come and say, what are you talking about? You with us on Sunday. The gemar din was either on Friday or on Monday. En elu neheragim. You don't kill the Zomimim now. Why? The be'idna dekam misadeh gavra barkatalahu. Exactly. At the time that they testified, the guy was on death row already. When they came on Tuesday.
They came to court.
When they came to court on Tuesday. Could this guy have admitted anything?
Tell us
the name. It's over. Because either he had gemar din on, not on Sunday, because they said Sunday. We knocked you out. He had gemar din on Monday, or there was gemar din already on Friday. This guy did not have the ability now to come along. After Gemar Din, you can't go, I did it. You did it. Of course you did it. We proved that you did it. So therefore, at the time that they testified on Tuesday, they weren't trying to kill a guy. The guy was dead already. So therefore, in that case over there, you're not going to kill the Edim Zomimim. Because at the time that they testified, they weren't trying to kill anybody. He was dying anyway. Because there was a Gemar Din before. What? V'chein le'inyan tashlume knas. Similarly, this applies to the knas payments. What's the case? Ba'u shnayim va'amru b'had b'shabbetah ganav v'tabach u'machar. Oh. Two witnesses come along and say, on Sunday, the guy, he stole and he slaughtered. Or he stole somebody's sheep and he slaughtered. We have to pay four times. Correct? Or he stole it and he sold it. So you have to pay again four times. That's a knas. Right? It's a knas. Because I stole one animal. So if I stole it, I pay two. That's already a knas. I have to double, like you said. Stealing, you pay double. The fact you went even more. Not only you stole it, you slaughtered it. You got to pay another two. So that's a knas case. They're coming along and saying, by on Sunday, he did all this stuff. He owes four. Two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? I said, what do you mean? On Sunday, you were us. Ela, betre b'shabbeta, on Monday, gana v'tavach o'machar, mishalemin. Velo od ela, afilu amru be'ereb Shabbat, ganav v'tavach u'machar, meshalemim. Doesn't matter. Why? The be'idna deka mesadeh gavra lav batashluminu. Exactly. At the time that they came on Tuesday, this guy could have came in the interim and been modeh, I did it. And what's the rule? When you're modeh b'knas, you're patur. So you're right, even though the second set of witnesses say, what are you talking on Sunday? You were with us on Sunday. Anyway, he did exactly what you said. He did it on Monday. Or better, He did it on Friday, even before you say he did it. Very good. But bottom line, from Friday to Tuesday, this guy could have came to Beit Din and said, Chatati aviti pashati. So when the two false witnesses come to Beit Din, they're taking away his ability to confess, and therefore they're mechayeving somebody that could have gotten off. Therefore they have to pay. The Be'idna, the Kamis Hadeh, so the time they came and testified, Gavra Labbar Teshlominu. Exactly. When they came and testified on Tuesday, falsely, mind you, was this guy Hayav? Even if it was Hayav, he could have gotten off. By them testifying, they're taking away his ability to confess, and therefore they're hayaving him something that he could have gotten off. Therefore, that becomes a meme that they have to pay.
They paid
it. Always the victim. Always the guy they were trying to take away from.
Yeah, but he actually stole the sheep from.
Oh, so you're right. You're right. What do I do with the money now? Give it to the Beit Din, maybe.
No, but anyway, he has to pay anyway.
Yeah, he has to pay. A good question. No, maybe not. Maybe once already they were proven guilty from the second set. They're proving everything on the second set, so maybe they pay the money to the Beit Din. Maybe they don't pay it to him, because Bami really did it. Or you say, no, at the time that they testified, they're really trying to take it away from him, and therefore they pay him, and then he pays after, when the second set comes. That's scot-free. Two witnesses came and got him. At the end of the day, two witnesses caught the guy. But when you testified on Tuesday, at the time you testified, you were getting a guy that technically didn't have to pay. Now the second group comes along, they're innocent, they didn't get Huzam. Of course, always want to witness come and say, this guy did something, of course he's guilty. But this guy, when the false witnesses is the issue. Bau Shnayim, look at the next case. Bau Shnayim v'amru, b'had b'shapetak ganav v'tabach u'machav, v'negmar dino, same story. B'nai gemar din, they come along and say, on Sunday, the guy was ganav, tava'ah, machar, he did everything, and he was sentenced. Guilty, they gaveled him. Now, after they gavel, after they rule him guilty, he cannot confess anymore. We're talking about, you were with us on Sunday. Ela, Erev Shabbat, ganav, tava'ah, machar, and we're not on Ela. If you don't have Shabbat, ganav, tava'ah, machar. Oh, they changed that, they hit. Trev Shabbat, even on Monday, ganav, tava'ah, machar. Exactly. When they come on Tuesday and they say, oh, this guy had Gemar Din on Sunday for paying 4 or 5. Two other witnesses come along on Tuesday. So what are you talking about? You with us on Sunday. So when did he do it? And when was he sentenced? He was sentenced either on Friday or sentenced on Monday. Bottom line, he was sentenced already. He was done. So when they came on Tuesday, doesn't matter, guy was sentenced regardless before. So therefore, there was no way for him to admit. So therefore, they weren't trying to mechayev him because he was going to pay regardless. So he was paying
regardless.
What did they try to do? What did they try to do? Yeah, answer the question. What did they try to do? What did they try to do? By saying that he did. They were trying to mechayev an innocent person? He wasn't innocent. He was Hayav. He was Hayav. No, it wasn't exactly. That's why they don't have to pay. I only have to pay if you didn't have to pay.
Haki is just talking.
Wait. When I say you have to pay, why am I Hayav Zomimim? Because they didn't have to pay and I tried to make an innocent guy pay. They're not innocent, they would have to pay anyway. When I came on Tuesday, they were Hayav already. So I'm testifying against Hayav. The Ploni's Hayav to pay 4 and 5. He's Hayav to pay 4 and 5. Oh, you were with us on Sunday. Okay, we're going to throw you out. But I don't have to pay. Because bottom line, according to the second testimony, by Friday or Monday, there was Gemar Din. So by the time the first witnesses showed up to Beit Din, he was paying the 4 and 5 already. There was Gemar Din. So you came to Hayav witnesses to pay on somebody that was paying anyway. They were testifying a guilty guy.
They went to another
Bedin
to say that the first
Bedin
already sentenced them.
They came on Tuesday. They said, yes, they came on Tuesday. They said, by the way, this guy was sentenced on Sunday. This guy was sentenced on Sunday. He owes 4 and 5. The Bedin accepts the testimony. Wow, 4 and 5. Okay, buddy, we have two witnesses. Pay the 4 and 5. All of a sudden, after the Beit Din says that, two other witnesses walk in on Tuesday, right after that, 2 minutes later. Beit Din, what are you talking about? These guys were with us on Sunday, they saw nothing. But anyway, the guy was guilty from Friday. Or the guy was guilty from Monday already, and he was sentenced in a Beit Din, Hayah 4 and 5. So by the time they came on Tuesday, the first witnesses, the guy was sentenced already. So therefore they were testifying on somebody that was paying already.
The first Beit Din already didn't take care of it.
They didn't know. He didn't pay yet. They sentenced him. Hayav, he escaped. He ran away. Sentenced. They say, okay, I'll pay. I'm going to the bed to be left here. They didn't know where he was. Now, all of a sudden, the guy comes back. He says, by the way, I'm letting you know, he was sentenced. Oh, sentenced? Okay, it's good you told us that. We didn't know. He escaped. What are you talking about? You were with us. But bottom line, by Tuesday, the guy was guilty. So nothing happened.
Why don't you say that there's only testifying on a different case entirely? If the guy stole on Tuesday and they came to them and said, no, he stole on Sunday, you were with us. Oh, meaning he did steal on the day that they're testifying.
It says 36. Okay. So comes again, Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, istatit hizu. What is istatit?
Plotters.
That's the word, plotters. Which means back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have two witnesses come along and say this guy did a crime. You have two guys standing there. You were with us. Okay, you were with us. Is what we mean. Okay. Two other guys come in. He did the crime. The same two guys. You were with us. Kill them. Next two guys. He did the crime. Same two guys. You were with us. These guys are just standing there. They're the designated edim, and they're mezim everybody. You were with us. You were with us. You were with us. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, we accept them. If they can kill 100 groups, the Yehuda says, this is istatit. Like you said, these are a bunch of plotters over here. He says, a little suspicious. But everybody in the world was with them. Everybody, you were with us. It sounds like they got together in cahoots and said, you know what, anybody walks in the Beit Din, we're going to just say, Emanu Yitim. So therefore, you don't believe them. It says, only you believe them for the first group. Now we have to see what that means. Why should you believe for the first group? If they're a bunch of plotters, they shouldn't be believed even.
It's a suspicion. But,
so I'm going to kill a guy in a suspicion, kill the first two just like that? If you don't believe them, you don't believe anybody. Okay, for the first two, we'll kill them. Look at the Gemara. Gemara says, E istatit, izu, if you tell me that they're a bunch of plotters, so afilu kati shonana milo. So what do you, even the first group, why would you kill the first group? They're liars, why are you killing the first group? Amar Babu, Shikadmu v'halagu. You're right, they did it already. They did it, they killed the first group, which means before the second group came, how are you supposed to know anything?
Yeah.
They were mizim one group.
They carried out the
sentence. They killed the first guys. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, Maida Hava Hava. What was, which means, why are you telling me that you killed the first group? That's why you don't kill the first group. It happened to be you killed them. But it's not a deed that you killed the first group. And Mishnah says, as if it's a deed. Oh, and if the group over here, they're doing this all the time, you only kill the first group. It's not so. The case is talking about where you're really not supposed to kill anybody. Because really these guys are plotters. But what happened? He happened to kill the first group before the second group came. But that's not what the Mishnah sounds like. The Mishnah says, you only killed the first group. Only killed them. You killed them. Not that you have to kill them. If only one group comes, then you'll kill them. I'm sorry. Which means, if it's the only group, then you're right. Then you kill the first. If only one cat comes, two guys come along and say, we saw this guy murder. These guys come along and say, you with us? If that's the only group, you'll kill them. That's what it means in the Mishnah. However, if there's more than that, two other guys come along and say, are you with us? Well, then you don't kill anybody. When it says, habilvad ka'amar. It's not mashma like that. Because the Mishnah says, energim elakat ehad bilvad. So it's only them. It's mashma, more guys came, but you're only killing them. According to the way we're learning, that once more guys come, you'll kill any of them. Not the first one, not the second one. But the Mishnah doesn't have mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma. Only the first group. It's mashma. Six groups came. You only kill the first group. That's not what you're saying. If six groups came, you don't kill anybody. The Gemara says, Kasha. Good question. Kasha, we can answer. We'll have to figure out an answer. But bottom, we're not changing the deen. The deen's going to be that once more than one group comes, and these guys knock one group out, not to say you don't kill any of them, because we say these guys are a bunch of plotters, and they don't kill any of them. But you're right. If they happen to kill the first group first, my dad, can't control that. But bottom line, once the second group comes in and say, you with us, nobody gets killed. We say, just like you plotted on the second guys, you plotted on the first guys as well. Okay, story. Gemara says a story. Okay, it was a lady. The Atai Sa'ada, witnesses came. Vishtakur, they lied. Okay, witnesses came along. Vishtakur, that she says. Witnesses came. Watch. They themselves became huchash. They contradicted themselves in the testimony. Now they became huzam. They themselves, their testimony didn't corroborate. So she brought other witnesses. They also became pasul. They couldn't corroborate their testimony. She brought a third group. The third group finally was, the testimony was good. She comes up bringing groups, this lady. Shaki says, she has Hazakai ready. Once already she brought two groups that were no good, she's a lady that has Hazakai, we can't trust the Edim that she brings. Because she's bringing false people over here. So therefore she's already has Hazakai, we can't even trust the third group over here. She has proven herself to be somebody that brings false witnesses to the court. So Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar didn't accept this from the Shtakish. He tells him like this, Im hi hoseka, ko yisrael mi hosaku? Exactly. If she is mohzeket to bring false witnesses, all the Jewish people are mohzak to testify falsely, they have free will. Which means, what are you saying? Oh, she's already mohzeket, she already, we see her, she's bringing witnesses off the street to testify falsely. Can't trust anybody she brings. What do you mean? If she's already established, all the Jewish people already established to testify falsely? No, just because she is brought the first group and the second group, that doesn't mean that all people in the street are now predetermined to say a false testimony. Could be the third group is honest people. What is her business affect the people in the street? Oh, she's more secular. We see how she already brings people that false testimony. Just because she's more secular, what does it got to do with the people? Maybe the people that came honest. That she. Fifth line. Im hi ozak al nazor alehem kol yisem mi ozak l'shmoal. Nah, who said they can listen to her? Who said they can listen to her? Just because she's mochzeket, that means anybody she talks to, oh yeah, well, that's why I force it for you. Why? Zimnin, havu yetvek kamed Rabbi Yohanan. One time, the Shtakish and the Bir Azar, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yohanan. Ata ki hai ma'aseh. The Kamayu. That story came in front of them. A lady brought witnesses, they were proven guilty. By themselves, they didn't corroborate the testimony. And two witnesses came along again, she brought, no good. Right? By the third time, so what happened? Amar Shekish Hosekazu. She said, no good. You cannot accept the third group already. She is already established to bring you false witnesses to Beit Din. Amar de Rabbi Yohanan. So Rabbi Yohanan tells the Shekish, what are you talking about? Imu Hosekazu, ko yisem mi Hosaku? Just because she's mozeket, does that mean everybody's mozeket to listen to her? I mean, the Bihanan said, we trust the third group. The Shekish got upset. Mr. Shekish, he didn't know that the Bihanan argued on him. Rabbi Elazar, before he told the Shekish, you're wrong, but he didn't tell me the name of Rabbi Yohanan. So now he's going to get upset and say, hey, when I told you that halakha before, you argued on me, but you didn't tell me Rabbi Yohanan agrees with you. If you would have told me Rabbi Yohanan, we should tell the story. It says, Hadar Hazal Rabbi Azar Bishut. Rabbi Shekish looked at Rabbi Azar Bishut, angry, gave him an angry look. Amar Le, Shamat milim bar nafha. You heard a divrei Torah from bar nafha, the son of the blacksmith. Rabbi Yohanan's father was a blacksmith. You heard the hadush of bar nafha. Velo amartni mishemeh. And you didn't tell it to me in his name? Why didn't you tell me he said it? Okay. Said. If he would have known Rabbi Yohanan had like that, could be he would have changed his mind. Okay, Gemara says, last point. Lema rishtakish tamakir bi Yehuda, Rabbi Yohanan tamakir banan. Ah, very good. We want to pair up machlokas over here. Rishtakish is the one that says what? Once already she brought one group that became false. Second group became false. And when the third group, you can't trust her anymore. That's not going to be Yehuda in the Mishnah. What did Yehuda say? Once already they come along and say, you with us, are you with us, you with us. Already they're plotters. Just like you suspect the plotters in the Mishnah, you suspect this lady as well. So we put the Shtakish with the Biuda, and we'll put the Biyohanan that says, no, it's okay.
Except the third witness.
Like the rabbis that say, no, you can knock out 100. We trust you. Because we go with the witnesses. We want to put the Shtakish with the Biyuda, and the Biyohanan with Rabbanan. That's the Gemara's thought. Gemara says, I'm not the Shtakish. The Shtakish says, no, why are you doing that to me? I can agree with even the rabbis of the Mishnah that say what? That one group can knock out 100. And still I can say that this lady that brought witnesses, she's already out. We don't trust the third set of witnesses. Well, what's the difference between the cases? Mm-hmm. Over there in the case of the rabbis, nobody's bringing them. Over there, the two witnesses are standing in Beit Din. Two guys show up. You with us. There, in the case of the Shtakish, she's going out and bringing them. So it could be she's working on them. So therefore, in that case, it's more suspicious. In the case of the Mishnah, two guys are standing there. Two guys walking. You with us. Maybe they were with them. You don't have a reason to suspect them. Mashiach, when the lady's going out, bringing, soliciting, then you got to suspect. Aval haka. There's somebody going after them. Somebody soliciting. It's worse. Rabbi Yohanan says, I agree even with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Which means, even though in the case of the lady that's soliciting, I say it's not a problem, but in the case of two witnesses that keep on saying, you with us, that case I suspect. Why, what's the difference? Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda hatam. Right, still suspicious. The whole world was by these two guys. Every guy that comes in, you with us. What there was 800 people with them that day? No matter who comes in, you with us. That's so strange. That every single guy that comes to testify happened to be with these two guys. However, but it's very simple. These two people knew the testimony, and these two people didn't know the testimony. Which means when she's coming along and bringing witnesses, these ones got the disproof. Okay, she's going to bring another two over there. She's not saying she was with every single one of these people. She's bringing two. It's possible that two witnesses don't know testimony, and two others do know testimony. That's not a problem. Now she ain't get to say that the same two guys were with every single group of the 100. That's already far-fetched. So the Rabbi Hanan says, I could agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in that case over there, that's suspicious. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Hani yad'ei b'seheduta. Elu ahlim yad'ei b'heduta. She says, exactly. The last group knew the testimony, and the group before didn't know. That Rabbi Hanan doesn't have a problem with. But to come along and say that one group saw or was with every single group over here that came, that's already prophet. So you're not forced to say that the mahlok between the Yehuda and the Yohanan, sorry, the Shtakish and the Yohanan is the mahlok between the Yehuda and the Rabbanan of the Mishnah. You're not forced to pair them up. Each rabbi could say, I can even agree with the other opinion. We continue with the Mishnah. When he amud bet, en aidim zumemim neheragim, the law of Adim Zomemim is we don't kill them until they get to the point of Gemardin, which means the victim or the criminal has to be convicted. was convicted, so now they say Hayamita. Then already we kill the Edim Zomimim if they become Zomimim. Sharia Tzedukim Omrim Achi Harig. Tzedukim argue. Tzedukim say you only kill the Edim Zomimim if they actually kill the guy. Sharia Mahat Nefesh Tahat Nefesh. Then on the Pasuk, soul for a soul. You kill the guy, you get killed. Amru Lehem Achamim. V'alo Kevan Emar V'asitim Lo Keshezim Alasut Le'achiv. V'are Achiv Kayam. Pasuk says you do what they try to do to the brother. His brother, meaning his brother, still alive. Achiv, veru kayam. V'imken lama ne'emar nefesh tachat nefesh. So according to the rabbis, what do they do with the pasuk nefesh tachat nefesh, soul for a soul? Yachol b'sha'a shekibdu edutan yargu. But you might have thought that the Edim Zomim get killed once already Betin accepts the testimony. Tavodavah nefesh tachat nefesh ha'ena ne'eragim ad shekimer adin. It's got to be soul for a soul, which means only until after conviction. That's what it means, soul for soul. Not they actually killed the guy. They convicted him to die. They convicted him to die. So now already the Edim Zomim have a chayuv. Tana, we have a statement. Berabi Omer. Berabi is a rabbi's name. What does Berabi say? Lo harago neheragin. If they didn't kill the guy, so then the witnesses get killed. Lo harago, neheragin. Harago, inheragin. But if they actually killed them, inheragin. Sounds like a reverse logic. They didn't kill them, they get killed. If they did kill them, they don't get killed. So the father of Binibi says, Bini, lav kavahomiru. Isn't it kavahomir? If you're killing the Edim Zomimim for what they tried to do, certainly you should kill the Edim Zomimim for what they did. If they did kill an innocent person, Amar lo, so he tells his father, Nimbatanu Rabbeinu, you taught us, She'en onchin min hadin. You can't give a person a punishment from a kavahomer. You need a pasuk. Even though you can make kavahomers all day long, from a kavahomer you don't punish. What is the rule? She'en netanya, we have a braita. Ish asher yikach et achoto, bat abiv or bat imo. Guy goes with his sister. Either his paternal sister or his maternal sister. From the pasuk, I only know either she's a half sister, either paternal or maternal. Bat imo ubat abiv minayin. How do I know if she's a full sister? You can't go with her. Tamud lomar ervat achoto gila. We have a special extra pasuk that says he went with his sister. Ervat achoto. That's coming to include even a full sister. Ad shelo yamer. Don't say it. Yesh li bedin. I can make a kavahomer. Imanash al bat abiv shelo bat emo. No bat emo shelo bat abiv. Bat abiv or bat emo. Lo kol sheken. What do I need a pasuk for? It's a kavahomer. If I'm a half sister, you have. Certainly not a full sister, you have. What do you need a pasuk for? Halamata shen onchin min adin. Whenever from over here, you can't give a punishment from a kavahomer. Kabbalah says, one shaman. Good. So I learned now the punishment for going with a full sister. Azhara minayin. You need a warning also in the Torah. Before the Torah punishes, the Torah's got to offer a warning. Tamud lomar, ervat achotecha bat abicha o bat emecha. Eni ela bat abiv, shelo bat emo, o bat emo, shelo bat abiv. Bat abiv, o bat emo minayin. How do I know a full sister, there's a warning? Tamud lomar, ervat bat eshet abicha, moledet abicha, achotecha hi. And extra pasuk. The daughter of your father's wife, which is your sister, that's already warning that you cannot go with us. We have two pasuk, one pasuk to punish, and of course one pasuk that warns against. So that will not punish unless he gives you a warning pasuk. So the Gemara answers the same question. Ad shelo yomar yeshli min hadin. What do we need a warning pasuk for? Make a kavahomer. Ma im huzhar al bat emo shelo bat abiv, u bat abiv shelo bat emo, bat abiv u bat emo lekot sheken. If the Torah warns against the maternal sister, and the Torah warns against the paternal sister, certainly the Torah is going to warn against a full sister. What do you need a warning for? Halamata she'en muzharin min adin. They're not adush. The Torah, you cannot give an azhara from a kavahomer. Just like you can't punish from a kavahomer, you can't give a warning from a kavahomer as well. Hive malkuyut minayin. Oh, the Gemara goes on to a new point. Gemara said, we said in our Mishnah, you don't give the punishment of Din Zomimim until Gemardin, until sentencing. And where the rabbis learn that from? Nefesh tahap nefesh. Only until they actually convict him to the death penalty. Once he has a conviction, then already we kill the Adim Zulmim. But that's only by a death penalty. How do we know this applies even by Malkut? Which means nefesh tahap nefesh. That's only death penalty. How do you know that the law of Adim Zulmim applies by Malkut only after sentencing? Gemara says, Tamud Omar, Rasha, Rasha. If you remember, it said the word Rasha by Edim Zomimim. And it says the word Rasha by Malkut. So we have a Gezerah Shava. Gezerah Shava. That comes and tells me what? It comes and tells me that sentencing also applies to Hayve Malkut. You want the Pesukim? Yes. It says Rasha by Mitot Bedin. And it says Rasha by Malkut. So just like by Rasha by Bedin, by Mitat Bedin, it's after sentencing. So Rasha by Malkut also teaches after sentencing. It gives Rasha by comparing the laws of death penalty to the laws of Malkut. Rasha, Rasha. So Gemara asks the next question. Gemara says, Haybe Galiyut Minayin. Oh, how do I know? We had a case in the first Mishnah and the Masechet. Haybe Galiyut. Where's Haybe Galiyut? We testify this case Hayav Galut. How do we know we give what do we do to the witnesses in that case? We give them lashes. You don't send them to Galut. How do we know that's only after they were sentenced to Galut? How do we know that those lashes you learn Rasha Rasha in a case where they're trying to give him lashes? Oh, so we learn against Rasha Ba. Just like it says Rasha by Mitat Bedin, and that's only after sentencing, so too Rasha by Malkut is only after sentencing. But how do you know in a case where you're giving him lashes for something that he didn't try to make him do? Galiot, he's Hayav Galut. What's the deen? You give them lashes. How do we know that also has to be only after sentencing? Ate Rotzeyah, Rotzeyah. We have another Gezerah Shava. Rotzeyah, Rotzeyah. It says the word Rotzeyah by a murderer, which is death penalty. It says the word Rotzeyah by Galut, just like by death penalty, it's after sentencing, so too after Galut is after sentencing. Right? No, it says Rotzeyah ben Mezid, Rotzeyah ben Shogeg. Gezerah Shava. Just like by Rotzeyah ben Mezid. You only make Zomimim after sentencing. So Rosiah Beshogeg, also it's only after sentencing. Tanya. Amar Biuda ben Tabai. Ere ben Nehama. What is it, Ere ben Nehama? And she says it's Segi Nahor. Ere ben Nehama means I shouldn't be consoled. Lo Ere ben Nehama. Meaning I shouldn't see the consolation of Jerusalem. Well, some say, but Menan, he swore, he says, my children should die and I shouldn't have consolation. If what? He says, I killed an Ed Zomim in order to show that the Tzedukim are wrong. They hold that what? That the Edim Zomim don't get killed until the guy is actually killed. He says, I went out of my way and I killed an Ed Zomim before the guy was killed. And my covenant was to show the Tzedukim that they're wrong. Meaning he was Takif the rabbi. He says, my covenant when I killed that Ed Zomim was to show, we don't go like the Tzedukim. I dafka killed him before he was actually executed. He did the right thing. Amar lo Shema Mishatah. So Shema Mishatah says, sorry, I should not have Nehama. Im lo shafakta dam naki. You killed an innocent guy. You only killed one. The law is by Edim Zomimim, you don't give them the punishment of Hazama until both witnesses became Huzam. In the Yehuda ben Tabai's case, only one of the two witnesses became Huzam. So he told him, you were trying to go after the Tzedukim, you killed an innocent guy. You weren't allowed to kill the guy. Miyad. Yehuda ben Tabai accepted upon himself, I'm not going to say any more halachot, I'm not going to make any more rulings unless I get okay from Shema ben Shattach, which means he was machniah himself to the rabbi. V'chod yamav shel Yehuda ben Tabai haya mishtateh al kivro shel oto ha'ed. Every day he would go to the cemetery and he would cry over the grave of the guy that he killed. and his voice was heard from outside the cemetery. They thought it was the victim that was killed that was screaming. People were saying, listen, you hear the guy still screaming in the cemetery, he's dead. And they heard a voice coming out of the cemetery. They thought it was the voice of the Harug, of the guy that got killed. Amar Kori Shilihu. You come back to the cemetery and say, no, that's my voice crying to the victim to forgive me. And he says, I'll prove it to you. That's my voice. Tid'u, the Mahar who met in Kolo Nishma. He says, tomorrow, or whenever I die, the voice will stop. So you'll see that it's my voice. Right? That was his proof that he wanted to show to other people. The Gemara says, listen, we believe you that it was your voice, but if that's your proof, that's no proof. Why? Exactly. Maybe really it was the victim that was doing the crime. And when Yehuda ben Tabbai died, he took him to court in Shamayim, the victim. And he was he finished with him in Shamayim. Or after Yehuda ben Tabbai died, he appeased him in Shamayim. That's why he stopped crying. You have no ra'ayah, just because when Yehuda ben Tabbai died, you stopped hearing the voice, could be because it was handled in Shamayim. That's no ra'ayah. We believe you that it was you, but if that's your proof, that's not a proof. Okay. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.